I awoke feeling down and not knowing why. Because I was alone? Because my only bed partner was a big white cat? I hadn't planned my life that way. Pete and I had intended to grow old together, to sail married into the afterlife. Then my forever hubby shared Mr. Happy with a real estate agent, and I enjoyed my own little fling with the bottle. Whatever, as Katie would say, life marches. Outside, the weather was gray, blustery, and uninviting. The clock said 7:10. Birdie was nowhere to be seen. Pulling off my nightshirt, I took a hot shower, then blow-dried my hair. Birdie strolled in as I was brushing my teeth. I greeted him, then smiled into the mirror, considering whether it was a mascara day. Then I remembered Ryan's hasty retreat, the look in his eyes. Jamming my toothbrush back into its charger, I wandered to the bedroom and stared at the frosted window. Crystalline spirals and snowflake geometrics. So delicate, so fragile. Like the fantasy I'd constructed of a life with Ryan? I wondered again what was going on, and why I was acting the featured ditz in a Doris Day comedy. "Screw this, Doris," I said aloud. Birdie looked up but kept his thoughts to himself. "And screw you, Andrew Ryan." Returning to the bathroom, I layered on the Revlon. The Laboratoire de Sciences Judiciaires et de Médecine Légale occupies the top floors of the Édifice Wilfred de Rome, a T-shaped building in the Hochelaga-Maisonneuve district, just east of Centreville. The Bureau du Coroner is on the 11th floor. The morgue is in the basement. The remaining space belongs...